and welcome to the first episode of Mythologies of the World. I am Caitlin Wieger, and today I'll be talking about the creation myth for the ancient Egyptians. After explaining this myth, I will talk to you about the 6 days of creation and the Sabbath. Then I'll compare and contrast the two stories for a rational interpretation of these scenarios. And with that done, I'll begin. At first, as most creation myths go, there was nothing in the universe. That was until Nun, who's made up of 4 pairs of male and female deities, creates the world as an infinite expanse of dark and directionless waters. Each couple of Nun represents a characteristic of this world: hiddenness, infinite water, lack of direction, and darkness. Then, by purely of saying his own name, Ra creates himself. Ra also creates most of the major gods and goddesses, while also unintentionally creating the humans. Ra is also responsible for bringing order to the heavens and earth, since he is the one who helps create them. Ra has 2 offspring, Shu, who is his son, and his daughter, Tefnut. Shu is the god of dry air, while his sister, Tefnut, is the goddess of corrosive, wet air. Ra's children, Shu and Tefnut, later set out to establish the world. In time, Ra became worried because his children were gone for so long. To solve this problem, he took out one of his eyes, and in later myths, the eye of Ra would manifest into the goddess Skemet. Ra then sent his eye to look for his children. While his eye was looking for Shu and Tefnut, Ra contemplates eternity. Shu and Tefnut later return to their father with his eye. Ra is overwhelmed with joy that he begins to shed tears. Once these tears drop onto the ground, they manifest into men and women. These creatures would live underneath the sky and on top of the earth, which are represented by Nut and Geb. During this time, Geb and Nut, even though they are brother and sister, fall deeply in love and were inseparable. Ra finds this behavior unacceptable and pushed Nut far into the heavens. While the couple could continue to see each other, they would never be able to touch again for the rest of time. Nut was already pregnant by Geb and would eventually give birth to 5 children. They would be named Osiris, Horus, Isis, Set, and Nepethys. Apophis was the ancient Egyptian spirit of evil, darkness, and destruction. As the arch enemy of Ra, he could never be truly vanquished. Apophis was never mentioned by name until the Middle Kingdom, and it is very possible that he existed since primeval times. We do not know for sure. During the journey of Ra, Apophis will challenge Ra and will be unsuccessful. But if he does succeed in destroying Ra, then the world would have died. In later myths, though, it is said that Horus the Avenger would take the throne of the heavens after he defeats his uncle Set, who killed his father Osiris. Apophis was the ancient Egyptian spirit of evil, darkness, and destruction. As the arch enemy of Ra, he could never be truly vanquished. Apophis was never mentioned by name until the Middle Kingdom, and it is very possible that he existed since primeval times. We do not know for sure. During the journey of Ra, Apophis would challenge Ra and will be unsuccessful, but if he does succeed in destroying Ra, then the world would have died. In later myths, though, it is said that Horus the Avenger would take the throne of the heavens after he defeats his uncle Set, who destroyed his father Osiris. Now, on to the 6 days of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God separated the light from the dark and called the light day and the darkness night. And evening and morning passed, one day. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made a firmament and separated the waters below it and above it. God called the firmament heaven. An evening and morning passed, a second day. God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered in one place, and let the dry land appear. And so it happened. God called the land earth, and the waters he called seas. God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, and it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation of all kinds. An evening and morning passed, a third day. God then said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to give upon the earth. And it was done. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule over the day, and the lesser to rule the night. There was an evening and a morning, a fourth day. God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the firmament of the heavens. God created every living creature that moves in according to their kinds. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas. Let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and a morning of the fifth day. God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds. And it was done. God made the beast according to their kinds. God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the seas, and over the birds of the air, and over all the living things of the earth. God created man in his own image. God created male, and from the male he created the female. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. Evening and morning passed, a sixth day, and on the seventh day God rested. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because God rested from all his work. And God called this day the Sabbath. Looking through these two scenarios, there are some really key differences between them. One, in the creation myth, there are many deities rather than one god. Two, there is no ultimate evil in the 6 days of creation. And three, God created everything in existence, while in the creation myth, no one deity created the whole world, because many deities had different roles to play. And there are some points where the scenarios had similarities. One, the main god or only god rules over the heavens, as said in later myths for the Egyptians, and in later verses in the Bible. Two, both of these creations take time to complete, because Ra's children said to establish the world, and this took a long time. And God created the world and heavens in 6 days. And three, in both of these stories, the humans will multiply and their domain is upon the earth. Also, I know that there are more similarities and differences between these two stories, but this is all the time that I have for this podcast, so please message me if you find any other differences and or similarities between the two scenarios. If you want to check out the websites that I used for research in this podcast, they are listed in the About This Episode box, so please go check those out. And I'll talk to all of you in the next podcast. Well, until next time, goodbye.